Books on Tape presents Plum Island by Nelson DeMille, read by Scott Brick. Three may keep a secret if two of them are dead. Benjamin Franklin, Poor Richard's Almanac, 1735. Chapter 1. Through my binoculars, I could see this nice 40-something foot cabin cruiser anchored a few hundred yards offshore. There were two 30-ish couples aboard, having a merry old time, sunbathing, banging down brews and whatever. The women had on teensy-weensy little bottoms and no tops, and one of the guys was standing on the bow, and he slipped off his trunks and stood there a minute, hanging hog, then jumped in the bay and swam around the boat. What a great country. I put down my binoculars and popped a Budweiser. It was late summer, not meaning late August, but meaning September, before the autumnal equinox. Labor Day weekend had gone, and Indian summer was coming. Whatever that is. I, John Corey by name, convalescing cot by profession, was sitting on my uncle's back porch, deep in a wicker chair with shallow thoughts running through my mind. It occurred to me that the problem with doing nothing is not knowing when you finished. The porch is an old-fashioned wraparound circling three sides of an 1890s Victorian farmhouse, all shingle and gingerbread, turrets, gables, the whole nine yards. From where I sat, I could see south across a sloping green lawn to the Great Peconic Bay. The sun was low on the western horizon, which was where it belonged at 6:45 p.m. I'm a city boy, but I was really getting into the country stuff, the sky and all that. And I finally found the Big Dipper a few weeks ago. I was wearing a plain white t-shirt and cut-off jeans that used to fit before I lost too much weight.